Good afternoon, Mrs. Clinton. My name is Nicholas Stewart. I'm a junior here at Claflin University. With more states legalizing marijuana for both medical and recreational use, what is your plan to tackle the issue of marijuana prohibition on the federal level?
Well, here's what I believe. I believe that states are taking this step. And, you know, there's that great phrase attributed, I think, to Roosevelt, that states are the laboratories of democracy. And I want to see how it works before we do a national plan from the federal government, because I think there's a lot for us to learn. But what I do want is for us to support research into medical marijuana, because a lot more states have passed medical marijuana than have legalized marijuana. So we've got two different experiences or even experiments going on right now. And the problem with medical marijuana is that there's a lot of anecdotal evidence about how well it works for certain conditions, but we haven't done any research. Why? Because it's considered what's called a Schedule I drug, and you can't even do research in it. So I would like to move it from what's called Schedule I to Schedule II, so that, you know, researchers at universities, at the National Institute of Health, could start researching what's the best way to use it. How much dose does somebody need? How does it interact with other medications? Because if we're going to have a lot of states setting up marijuana dispensaries so that people who have some kind of medical need are getting marijuana, we need to know what's the quality of it, how much should you take, what should you avoid if you're taking other medications. So that's how I'm currently thinking about it.